Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with Mr. Stone Payton. How you doing, Stone?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm doing well, but I'm running back and forth all over town. I know you took a trip to the 200 Peachtree Studio this morning.
Yes, I had some work to do there.
And I was out at the Alpharetta Studio. We had the guy Joel Manby, who was on that Undercover Boss.
Yes, one of my favorite shows.
Fantastic interview. He shared a quote, and I don't think it was his. I think it was from his pastor, but the quote was, "Do for one what you wish you could do for everyone." I thought that was a very inspiring way to start the day.
Yes, that's very nice. So he was a good interview?
He was a fantastic interview. He's got that nice, rich, deep voice. Plus, he's just a good guy. Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic person. He's got an incredible backstory. And then the other guy on that show was, I'm forgetting his name now. I'll get to come to me in a minute. But he was the co-author of that Orange Duffel Bag. I want to say Sam Bracken, maybe? Does that sound right? And very inspiring people. That was a lot of fun. But I'm excited about the show that we're going to have this afternoon. This is our Law Jam special, yeah?
That's right. The Atlanta Bar Foundation presents Law Jam 2012, and we got some of the people who are making that happen. And we also have a special guest, a friend of ours from Burr & Foreman, who is actually performing in the Law Jam 2012.
All right. So a little later in the program, we're going to bring him in, Scott Hitch, who is no stranger to the Business Radio X studio or the BRX microphone. And we're also going to visit with Sally Hogsett with Atlanta Bar Foundation. But first up, I wanted to introduce to everyone a gentleman who is here with his Atlanta Bar Foundation hat on. I think he has a real job as a practicing attorney as well. Welcome to the show, David Schaefer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. Now, as I understand from a little eavesdropping before we got on the air, you're the one that kind of brought this idea to the Atlanta Bar Foundation. Can you give us a little backstory on this thing, this Law Jam?
Sure, sure. About 3 years ago, the Atlanta Bar Foundation, which is the charitable arm of the Atlanta Bar Association, was looking for a signature fundraising event. And I was up in Chicago at an American Bar Association convention while I was Atlanta Bar President. They gather all the bar presidents around the country for these types of things.
And do like a fashion show?
Right. And one of those like 6:30 in the morning breakfast round table
right.
sessions where you're still asleep, I was listening to executive director of a Minneapolis bar talk about a great event that they were doing up there that they had just raised $75,000 that year on, and it was a Battle of the Lawyer Bands. And so I asked her all about it and came back to Atlanta and sort of pitched it to the Atlanta Bar Foundation, and we've been running with it for the last 3 years. So this is the third event. The first year was really successful, especially for a first-year event. Second year, we started to add sponsors and get a lot more people there. This year, it's really taken off.
Were you surprised how many lawyers played in bands?
I wasn't. I can tell you that Sally had no idea that there were so many lawyers that play bands, but I've been around for about 31 years, and I've been at a lot of events where attorney bands are playing. I said, Sally, don't worry about the bands. Let's get the venue. Let's get things organized. The bands will come. And I think we had, 14 or 16 bands apply the first year for 8 slots?
Actually,
and
18 bands.
18.
18
yeah.
bands right here in metro Atlanta area.
Yeah.
These are people
yeah.
that are, like, legitimate lawyers. Yeah.
That's correct. And
I think that's fantastic.
There's probably some psychology specialist doing that.
Some of them are more talented musicians than they are lawyers, I think. But there's some really good musicians that are lawyers.
Now, who are we raising money for? Where does this money go?
I'll let Sally answer
that. Yeah, Sally, who are we raising this money for?
We're raising money for two groups. One are Atlanta youth programs, and there's some wonderful programs that the foundation supports for disadvantaged youth. And also we're raising money for free legal services for people that can't afford them. There are wonderful pro bono legal service organizations in town, and we have a grant program, and we fund them because we don't think you have a just society unless everyone has access to the courts, not just those who can pay.
So you were skeptical that they can pull together a bunch of bands?
I was beyond skeptical. David can verify that. I'm actually a former corporate lawyer myself. I was with Delta Airlines
for over 20
years. I thought she was going to say
baseball.
No. A corporate lawyer, what do I know about bands? And my practice was international, so really wasn't focused on Atlanta at that time. But I am an Atlanta Navy. But David assured me not to worry, and he was absolutely right. Every year we have a ton more bands than we can take.
How do you go about choosing one band over another? What's the criteria?
Well, we have them first give CDs or videos to us so we can listen to them. And we have a selection committee who listens to every band and watches their video. And we make a selection based on the most talent.
Now, do lawyers?
There are actually two criteria. One is the talent and quality of the band, and the second is, are they with a firm that can sponsor a private box,
exactly,
bring a lot of people to the event, raise money? It is a fundraiser, and we actually like to have as many people there as possible because part of the format of the Law Jam is it's sort of done like Dancing with the Stars with three judges who give scores for 50%, and the other 50% is audience.
Nice.
And the audience votes Chicago style by stuffing the ballot box with bucks.
Oh,
dollars, 20s, 50, yeah.
And each dollar is a vote? That's
correct.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, do lawyers gravitate to a certain genre? Like, do you get more Kenny Loggins or more country, or is it spread out pretty good?
We've got a pretty good mix. It's mostly rock and roll.
Mostly rock.
But we've got an R&B band. We have a heavy metal band. It's a good variety.
So we got jam band, we have alternative rock, classic rock, cover bands, original bands, one band that formed just for this group, and they ought to be fantastic. It's a great group of musicians
like
that got together.
All-star music.
Yeah, right. Sometimes those are the best.
How many lawyers have to be in the band to be a lawyer band?
Just one. But a lot of them have more than that.
Are there some ringers where they're, you know, that guy's just playing the cymbals or, you know, the triangle, and then they have like a real band?
No, I don't think we've had any ringers. We've got a couple bands that have just had three people in them, but we have other bands that have 10 or 12. So,
oh wow!
And they've got a shift every 15 minutes or so. They play 20-minute sets, and then they have 15-minute while the band leaves and another band sets up.
Right.
And this is when all the Chicago voting's going on, or it happens at the end? Walk
correct,
the format
and the scoring. We have an MC, sort of a Ryan Seacrest, who was a former Georgia Tech Buzz mascot. He's
perfect.
Got a lot of energy and just keeps going the whole time. And then we have three judges that will score during that 15-minute break. And, of course, you get the cheers and the boos and, you know, it's part of the entertainment.
Now, do lawyers, like, kind of ever get together like this? It seems a little weird to have all these different law firms with their own group of, you know, they are all cheering for their own guys, I would imagine, men and women, and now here they're all in one room together. Does that get a little weird?
I don't think so at all. believe it or not, even though, you know, some big firms compete for business, we're all friends, and everybody helps each other and refers business to each other.
It's collaborative to that level, really?
It really is. And, you know, we have, I think, about 12 firms that are sponsoring either private boxes or areas this year. A number of other firms are sort of rock star sponsors at a lower level, and they're all getting together to help Atlanta Bar Foundation,
right,
help people that really can't afford legal services. We support so many pro bono legal service providers, several of which we actually spawned in the history of the Atlanta Bar Association. There's a truancy intervention project that was formed within the Atlanta Bar Association. Then it got so big that it actually separately incorporated. And then the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation, which provides pro bono legal services. They have Saturday morning free advice, and then lawyers take on those cases for free from all over the metro area. That was also spawned within the Atlanta Bar Association, but became its own entity and is its own foundation. But they apply to us now, to the Atlanta Bar Foundation, for funds to help support them because the statewide program has sort of fallen a little bit apart. You may not know this, but when lawyers have money in their escrow or trust accounts, client money or money for real estate transactions and things like that, it's called IOLTA funds, and the interest on those funds goes to the State Bar Association, the State Bar Foundation. Well, with the real estate recession, there are not that many deals going on, so there's not that money earning interest, plus the interest rates have dropped to below 1%. So that source of foundation money
has kind of dried up.
So now the local bars, like the Atlanta Bar Association, are having to fill in some to help support AVLF, Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation, to keep it keep its programs alive, really.
Why is it called the Bar Association? What the word bar? Does anybody know the history on that? I don't know the history on that.
I'm sure it goes all the way back to England.
That's where everybody got
Probably
together
goes back
to make
to
the
English
decision.
Law.
It doesn't have anything to do with drinking, I don't think. Although it's some of the state bar meetings you wouldn't know. I'm just kidding. No, the bar, I mean, the lawyers are in front of the bar. They go to the bar.
It's really the railing.
The railing
that separates the courtroom from the judge.
So if you're in front of the bar, then you're a lawyer.
I see. Got it. Hey, and we have a triangle player in the studio with us, right? Or he probably plays another instrument.
What instrument do you play?
Scotty Hitch with Bernard Foreman.
I do play triangle, but not in this band.
So tell us a little bit about your band and your instrument and your participation in all this.
Sure, we're excited to play. We've had just sort of a hobby band of good old friends for about 3.5 years called Along for the Ride. It's one of these classic rock cover bands that's playing. I play guitar and sing, and my partner Patrick Webb, who's also at Bernard Foreman, plays guitar and sings. And we've got Brendan Parnell from Cork and Cork, who plays bass, and he's bringing his cohorts and partners out to watch him. And then a couple guys who aren't lawyers. Audie Johnson plays lead guitar. He's an environmental consultant. And Craig Savage plays drums. He's with Canon. So we know each other back from the college days, most of us, and have a good time doing it.
So you said a hobby band. This is something that you guys just do for fun, and so you don't really perform. This is your chance to perform.
When we play out, we don't focus on the money. We get a bar tab and a little cash to get us back and replace the strings we've broken and things like that. But yeah, we just have a good time doing it.
Mm-hmm. Now, will this be your first law jam, or have you done this before?
This will be our first law jam.
Yeah, didn't make the cut last year.
We didn't know about it last year. I found out about law jam right after it happened last year. So we'll apply again in the future and keep it going, assuming that, you know, we get the trophy like we're expecting to. So.
Now, this event takes place at the Variety Playhouse, is that right, on June 9th. It's an evening event. And is it open to the public, or is this just lawyers only?
Oh, absolutely open to the public. We invite everyone to come.
So anybody can come, and how much is it? It's like $20 or something?
$20 at the door. Yeah, the $10 tickets have already passed. although if you know somebody in the band, you can still get $10 tickets through the bands.
That's right. Call me.
But you got to bring some voting cash.
You do, right? And you have to put it in Along for the Rides bucket.
That's how it works.
That's part of
the game. the name of your group is Along for the Ride?
That's right. We go on at 7:15.
Uh-huh. And what kind of music will it be? How would you describe it?
Very fantastic music.
Now,
just for equal time, we've got Along for the Ride, Class Action, Marshall Cease and the Abandoned, R&B Inc., Section 8, Signal Flow, Specific Deviations, and the Working Class.
Now, if you have like a clever lawyer-like name, do you get extra credit for that?
Not unless you put money in the ballot.
It's all about the money, right?
That's right.
This reminds me of the horse track, though. You know, you get ready to bet on a horse and you look for that cool name. That's very creative names.
Now, how do you guys deal with the clearing of songs?
We get, from each of the bands, we get a song list.
Uh-huh.
And
because that's part of it, right? Isn't there the royalties to... That's a big,
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Those are cleared through Variety.
Okay, that's Variety's problem.
They have that taken care of.
That's a good lawyer question, though. I'm impressed.
Very
nicely
good.
Done.
That was actually one of the first things from the business side we had to make sure we were covered.
Right, because I know like a lot of the TV shows that play music, they can't just play any song they feel like playing. They have to get certain songs cleared.
That's right. And Variety takes care of that for us.
Some of us
that's
can
a relief.
Sing. Some of us can sing a song and they won't come after us because it sounds nothing
like
the song.
And remember, this is about the money, but it's a nonprofit.
Right.
It's strictly nonprofit.
Now, how many people attend this event?
We're expecting 800 this year.
800? But the Variety Playhouse holds more than that, right?
a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, it holds about 1,000. We could get 1,000. You know, we had over 600 last time, and it's increased each year, and we've got a lot more people pre-signed up this year, so we're expecting it to be pretty full this year.
And then at the end, the winners get something?
They get the winner gets a platinum record award. The best original song gets a gold record award, but also gets free recording time with Patchwork Recording Studios, and that's a premier studio in town. So I think that award is really hotly fought over this year. It's the first year we've had a recording package for people.
And there's some lawyers in town that are big, that represent big artists.
Entertainment lawyers.
Can they get a contract? You know, throw that in there, maybe next year?
Maybe in the audience.
Well, two of our judges are very prominent entertainment lawyers. We're excited about that this year. They know music, they know the business side, and they represent some amazing people.
So somebody might get discovered. Right.
That's right. That's right.
Now, Sally, this is the big fundraiser and a really fun event, but you guys are working hard all year long on behalf of this foundation. Talk to us a little bit about the balance of the year's activities. Is there advocacy on Capitol Hill, or what else are you guys up to throughout the year?
Well, we are really a fundraising and grant-making organization, so we're not lobbying or doing that sort of work. We had a 25th anniversary campaign this year, which has been very successful. We've gone over our goal with that. And, in fact, obviously the foundation is 25 years old, and through that over that 25-year period, the foundation has given $1.4 million to the Atlanta community to assist with free legal services and to assist youth programs.
Right, and there's several other events. There's a legal runaround that we do with the Atlanta Police Department. And then there's every other year or so, there's something called the Bard Show, which is a two-hour musical originally performed and written performance at the 14th Street Playhouse by lawyers, written, performed, played, directed, all by lawyers. And that's been going on. I think they've had 9 performances with the proceeds of, I think, 2 of those events. We actually endowed a $100,000 scholarship at Emory Law School in remembrance of Judge Roland Barnes, who was the judge that was shot in the courthouse killings a few years ago, who was one of our actors in the Bard Show. And so that was another one of the Atlanta Bar Foundation's major accomplishments, is setting up that scholarship in his name.
Now, in addition to that scholarship, aren't you involved in some work for like high school age kids and minority kids as well?
Yes. Through the bar, we have a wonderful program called the Summer Law Internship Program. Mm-hmm. And that program is run by lawyers. It chooses wonderful students, most from very disadvantaged backgrounds, high school students, for summer employment. This is usually their first job they've ever had. But the important thing about the program is the mentoring these kids get. The lawyers really teach them what's expected of them in a job, how do they dress, what are they supposed to do, how do you show up on time, how do you be there early.
Right.
And also, how do you apply for college, how do you think about your dreams, what is it you want to do in life, because often these kids are from families that don't really foster that sort of thinking.
And they may be the first one to go to college in their family.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. And the track record, this program has been in place for 20 years now, and the track record of children going on from this program to college, several of them have actually gone on to law school, which is not the focus of the program, but it's been wonderful. And we have, I think, now 7 lawyers in Atlanta who are graduates of that program.
Wow.
Back in Atlanta, most of them working with the program.
Oh, that has to feel very rewarding. That has to feel terrific.
All minority.
So how would you characterize the state of the profession? I'll ask both or all 3 of you. Are there a lot of people out there looking for jobs in the profession that have the academic credential, or are we short on lawyers? What's the state of the profession?
Well, it's a tough time to come out of law school right now. Most of the larger law firms and a lot of the smaller firms sort of cut back on the number of summer associates and hires several years ago during the major part of the recession. Things are picking back up now. Summer associate programs are underway. In fact, one of the ways of getting people to sponsor the Law Jam is to create boxes where they can come and have a summer associate program for their summer associates and the younger.
That's exactly what we did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Burn Foreman sponsoring a summer associate event.
So we kind of pitched that. It's in June during the summer season and so forth. But, you know, I have heard that that law school applications are actually down because of the last 3 or 4 years. There just not have been as many jobs opening for the graduates coming out. There's still jobs to be there, but you've got to look pretty hard now. It's just not – you don't have as many options as you did when I came out of law school, for instance.
A lot more competitive now.
Yeah.
Now, once again, why don't you give the information about if people want to attend, Sally, the Law Jam?
Law Jam will be this Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Variety Playhouse, which is in Little Five Points.
And then there's 8 bands performing, about 15 minutes each, and all the money goes to benefit the Atlanta Bar Foundation.
Well, but then it flows through the foundation to
lots of needy
to
people.
Lots of good people, yeah.
Good stuff. All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton and this special edition Law Jam 2012. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.